literally a gang of four, I'd say, on Sub Pop Records, from the EP Out of the Races and Onto the Tracks, the title track, and that's by The Rapture. And tonight's session comes from Chapter 13. Emails, if you would, to john.peel@bbc.co.uk. Yami Bolo. All the singers and the chanters. That's on Soundbox Records from Yami Bolo, and it's called Save the Souls. And I was very pleased at the beginning of the weekend. Actually, a friend of ours was staying at the house who helped me open the mail, and while we were away in Barcelona, 517 CDs came in. I mean, unprecedented. That's in about 10 days, something like that. And that's an indication of why it is, if you sent one in, that it may not yet have been listened to. I mean, I don't know how long. 517, say, half an hour each. I mean, that's sort of like two weeks of continuous listening. Haven't done the maths. Anyway, Half Man, Half Biscuit, there was a CD from them, and that got some sort of priority, and rightly so. It's called Editor's Recommendation on Pro Plus Records, as previously. This is Bob Wilson, Anchorman.
Lord, I've tried the best I can. I've asked everybody in Kazakhstan, but I still don't
idea of Bob Wilson, Anchorman.
More to come throughout the rest of the week, of course. Half Man, Half Biscuit on Pro Plus Records. The EP is called Editor's Recommendation. Bob Wilson, Anchorman, the title. Tonight's session comes from Chapter 13, and of them, Lynn has written, Chapter 13 began in life in 1998 as the fantasy of ex-melody maker freelancer Paul Rothwell. Following a string of false starts and last-minute name changes, the artist formerly known as, amongst other things, Marine Parade and Marble Index, finally hit cruising speed with the release of his 7-inch single Crisco Disco, and the addition of Crawley's favourite son, Mark Chopper Russell, on keyboards. This is Chapter 13's debut session for the programme, and he says they have been and always will be 1,000% guitarless and proud of it. And this tune is Transnational. Excellent stuff. That's Chapter 13, first number from them tonight in session, Transnational, the title of it. And this is Panoptica, one of the ensembles, I can't remember anyway, but they were playing at Sonar, and there's more from Sonar in One World this Thursday night. And I hope you heard last Thursday night, my programme on Thursday night, following into One World, and sort of 4 hours of stuff from Sonar, and a couple more hours, as I say, on Thursday night. Panoptica and Yahora. This is Panoptica, one of four 10-inch singles on Certificate 18 Records. I've got 2, 3 and 4. Not really sure it became a number one, but that's called Yahora anyway. And on One World this Thursday on Radio 1 at midnight, Friday, I suppose, technically speaking, it's Carl Cox, Jazzanova, Fussible and Plaid. That's how it stands at the moment, although things could change. This is Nico Case.
Voices that did comfort me, furthest from my sanity, come from places I had never seen. Even in my darkest recollection, there was someone singing my love back to me. Life you learn from someone else, but you can only trust yourself. Sometimes that is still too much to want. Morality won't get you through the maze.
Morality won't get you through.
You can never travel by the way you've come. I could never choose the ones to love and the ones who took the credit left me reeling. But I owe much to the nameless and now the surrogates and those who are singing my thing. It's only made of short stories. I couldn't even tell you where I'm from. Got it by the forces I've perfected. Got it by electric wires. I could never choose the ones to love. And the ones
Someone Singing My Life Back to Me is good, I think. That's Nico Case and Guided by Wire. And that was originally on the LP Furnace Room Lullaby, but now crops up on the compilation from Rough Guide called Americana. And anything else I can tell you about it? Not really, I think. Keeping it country in a manner of speaking, this is Herman Doone, and hello to Florence and Edward in Devizes. Time for bed, I'd say. This is They Go to the Woods.
Don't see much. I look around. Some things just don't match. The sound of a shotgun, big black eyes. They go to the woods and they hound the deer down.
on it are true. Put out of my mind the sound of a shotgun, big black eyes of a girl wearing leather, a man feeding a lion, a cap with a feather, men working and buying.
And that's the title track from a new LP from Herman Doone on Shrimper Records from Upland, California this time, and that's They Go to the Woods. John Lee Hooker died last week, as you probably will have read, and on this programme we've played his records really since I started off and on, not in enormous numbers, but from time to time, and here's one now, which I'd already programmed, in fact, before I heard of his death. From the compilation LP on Ace Records, House Rent Boogie, this is Numbers Blues.
She got to play the races all the time. I don't want no woman. She got to play the races all the time. Every time you see that woman, she got the race book in her hand. She got up this morning, man, just about 5 o'clock. Asked that woman to fix my breakfast. She said, no, I gotta turn my number in. I said, no. She keeps broke most all the time. You know she ain't good for nothing. Man, I play the races all the time. Well, I said, bye-bye, baby, I got to let you go. Because you ain't good for nothing but play the races all the time. That's why I don't want no woman. Play the races all the time. You know she ain't good for nothing. Man will keep you broke most all the time. Yes, I come home last Friday, throwing my check on the bed, taking all of my money, put on 562. That's why I don't want no woman. Got to play the races all the time. We'll be right back.
This is a good twangy track. It's on Muller Records from an EP called Milnor Modern, and it's by Kerner and Treplech. It's called Asian Girl. In case you have any problems with the spelling of any of that, well, if you've got RDS or digital radio, you can see the track listing passing in review before you, as it were, live. Before this record is John Lee Hooker on Ace Records from the LP House Rent Boogie, Numbers Blues. And an email here from Jonathan Charles, it looks like, says, are the Strokes recording a session? Have they recorded a session? If so, when is? Was it broadcast? They have recorded a session, Jonathan. It goes out in tomorrow night's programme. Appendix out on Thursday night. Chapter 13 tonight.
Thank you.
Well, what a treat this is turning out to be. Chapter 13 in session, and that was called Half-Hearted. And for those of you who've been concerned about the NAB Woodleys as they make their way across Kenya in search of records for this programme, I'm not quite sure how this is being financed, I don't know, but obviously I'm going to end up having to pay for the records, quite rightly so. I mean, it was my idea, and I look forward to that, because the last bunch of Kenyan records I got were just miraculously good. A bulletin from NAB Woodley says, a huge apology is owed for unnecessarily jeopardising the safety of your singles. Couldn't resist trying to reach the remote shores of Lake Turkana while on the way to Ethiopia. Unfortunately, most routes in the northeast and northwest of Kenya are notoriously insecure. Halfway across the Kitale to Lodwa track, we were stopped by the Kenyan army and forced away for 2 hours, unable to proceed without an armed escort. The Pokot are nomadic pastoralists who roam the semi-desert of the Turkana district, wearing nothing but blanket dresses for sleeping in bushes. Pokot bandits carry nothing but guns from bordering countries used to spray fools travelling along the exposed roads. They had started shooting again a few hours before we set off. The escort nobly sent us in first, and for the remainder of the journey were nowhere to be seen. Pokot shifter bandits, presumably without techniques, I'd be lying if I said I didn't fear them pulling the 7 inches for an impromptu clay pigeon shoot. And he says, in the face of imminent bullets, mood inside the Nissan was remarkably upbeat. For the occasion, the driver had chosen a loop repeat of his compilation tapes of ghostly bland panpipe mood instrumentals or soft love songs, Elton John and Depow as funereal dirge. Anyway, so the singles are now, I suppose, in Ethiopia. We'll eventually make their way back to this country and we'll be heard on this programme. This is hopelessly romantic stuff, really, I think. And it says we excavated more records in Kitale, though the storage methods were hardly Peel Acres approved, possibly illegal. Stacked sleeveless for over 20 years on the steps of a sun-baked yard, they were bound together with wire through their centres like a cheap seafront necklace of sweets. The tunes are noisy but precious, battle-scarred or a crying shame. Anyway, they're on their way. Right, what have I got for you now? Oh, Ronnie Ranald.
Walk on part in the wall for a leap.
Well, there you go. That was clever, wasn't it? Three tunes for you. The first of them from Ronnie Ranald. One of his absolute tour de forces, I think, if that's the correct plural, tours de force, whichever it should be. Springtime on all of these tracks on the LP, EMI presents the magic of Ronnie Ranald. But people don't believe that it's him making all of those bird noises, but I keep emphasising time and again that it really is, or was. And that was followed by Pink Floyd and Wish You Could Were Here, of course, from the LP of the same title. And then the same tune as performed by The Enemies on Lookout Records from a split LP with Pitch Black. What else can I tell you? Oh, yeah. This is something going on at the legendary TJ's Newport Gwent, and it's Battle of the Bands presented by Newport YMCA this Saturday, June the 30th, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. All ages welcome, it says, in aid of Newport, something which I actually can't read, Youth Exchange, with the support of... Anyway, so it goes on. But that's this Saturday, TJ's Newport Gwent, Battle of the Bands. Not quite sure how that works, but if you go along, doubtless you'll find out, and very possibly hear some excellent music as well, and music which is perhaps not familiar to you, which is always a good thing, in my view. Right, where are we now? This is a record that Jeff Mills gave us when we were having dinner with him just a few days ago in Barcelona. The fun that we have on this programme, my goodness. We'll be right back. That's our mate Jeff Mills, and 12-inch that he gave us in Barcelona. It's true. No point in saying that it isn't. And that's called UFO. And are we doing anything with Jeff Mills coming up?
Well, I thought we'd play out his set.
Right, OK. Well, can we do that?
Yeah.
OK, that's good. When are we going to do that? This is the stuff that was from Barcelona.
Sonar.
OK. From Sonar. Right, this is a sound which is probably entirely familiar to you by now.
You should turn the other cheek.